I think brothers and sisters all like to have to see the first Sunday every month. Because you get two greetings. And then you hear every statement repeated twice. And I hope we also get double portions of blessing from the Lord. Before today, I had seven brothers and six sisters interpreting for me. I'm the number seven.
好，我想我们今天早晨，我们还是先来看一段的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
这是一段我们很熟的故事啊。This
is a story we're very familiar.
对不起，我忘了开麦克风，所以现在开了啊。 马可福音第十章
Mark chapter 10
我们请读46节到52节
Let's read verses 46 through 52
因为经文不长，我们请一起来读
Let's read together
到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是底买的儿子巴底买，坐在路旁。他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙，耶稣啊！” 可怜我吧，有许多人责备他。你的信救了你，瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。从来没有读过这段圣经的，请举手，好不好？
Please raise your hand if you never read this before.
好，感谢主啊。Praise
the Lord.
并不多。
所以我们的故事都很熟了。今天我们有小朋友在上面，我想问大家一个问题啊。Today we have the children upstairs too. I want to ask you one thing.
神造眼睛给我们是为了叫我们看见，对不对？God
created eyes so that we can see, right?
那么当我们的眼睛瞎掉的时候，So
when we lost our eyesight.
到底会给我们带来什么样子的不方便和不好的地方？
What kind of inconvenient consequences we will have?
就是如果你想到一个瞎子，当你眼睛现在开始瞎了以后，会有哪些不好？
Imagine that you are blind. What kind of inconveniences you will have?
大人小孩都可以回答我的问题，好不好？
All of you can answer my questions.
不能读书啊，非常好啊，这个。
Can't read. That's very good.
到底是图书馆馆长的话。
This is from our librarian.
还有没有？
Any more?
只有一个坏处啊。
Only one inconvenience?
Jonathan?
Jonathan?
好，会撞到楼梯啊。 Sorry. 好，会撞到东西，谢谢。
You will bump into things.
好，不方便会撞到东西，很好的答案，还有没有？ 这是牧师的儿子啊。This
is from pastor's son. Cannot watch TV.
好，感谢主。还有没有？ 不能开车啊。
Can't drive.
不能玩 Nintendo game.
Can't play Nintendo games.
只有这些坏处而已吗？ 还有没有？
That's all? Any more?
心灵萎缩。 哇，这是哲学家的话，很好。
You will start off feeling depressed. This is very philosophical.
不能看到世界上一切的东西。
Can't see anything in this world.
我在黑暗中看不到，还有没有？
Live in the darkness.
不能走路。
Can't walk.
Okay, 还有没有？ 什么都不能做了。
Can't do anything.
这个瞎子比较懒一点。
This is a lazy blind.
还有没有？ 啊，不能看见，就是不能够享受我们该享受的啊。还有没有呢
？Can't enjoy all the sceneries。
不能什么？不能创造高科技。OK， 就是不能够有更高更好的成就，很好。
Cannot achieve higher accomplishments. Very good.
不能看到光明，哎呀，很好的答案。
Can't see the light。
还有没有？宁可瞎掉。
You cannot see the things you are not supposed to.
好，我们可以讲出很多的道理来。啊？哦，凡事要要求要靠别人帮助，是吧
？You have to ask for a lot of help.
很好哈，那我们现在都已经可以讲出好多好多好多了啊。
So we have named a lot.
所以从客观上，从道理上，我们可以讲出瞎子有很多很多不方便、不好的地方。
Objectively, we all know that there are many inconveniences to be a blind.
我现在请大家把自己想成是瞎子啊。
Now let's imagine that you are a blind person.
然后我们现在请一个弟兄，可不可以当志愿者一下
？Any volunteers, a brother?
文峰可不可以帮一个忙，好不好？那请你到最后面去。然后国豪，您拿你的表帮我量一下时间。
Brother Robin will time it.
我现在我说开始的时候，请你做两件事情。第一件事情，请你走到讲台上面，在这个白板上面写出“神爱世人”四个字。
Come to the podium and write "God loves the world."
第二件事情，然后请你告诉弟兄姊妹我站在哪里，两件事情而已。
Second thing, tell brothers and sisters where I stand.
开始。走过来，不能 你不要闭眼睛，走过来。
Don't close your eyes.
在写神爱世人，我们的弟兄太高了。
He's writing, God loves the world.
我忘记了，然后你告诉人家我坐在哪，我在哪边，不是我在哪，好
，Brother, you sitting on the first row.
OK， 几秒钟，45秒，好，请你再回去啊。
The whole thing took 45 seconds.
弟兄姊妹，不要当看笑话，你要把你自己真的放进去，因为不然的话，我们只懂得道理，我们没有那个主观的感觉。现在每一个人都想到你是何文峰啊，被我放在那边啊，现在开始闭眼睛啊。
Please imagine you're just brother.
我本来要预备一块布给你的，后来我想我信任你好了。你闭着眼睛，然后我说开始的时候，你一样上来做这两件事情：写神爱世人，然后告诉弟兄姊妹我在哪里。
Close your eyes and.Come up to the podium, right?
我不会告诉你你要撞到楼梯，所以你自己要小心一点。
I will not give you any warnings, so be careful.
开始。非常谢谢你啊！那这是我两个问题问你。那你觉得你闭眼睛跟开眼睛最大的感觉不同在哪里
？What's the biggest difference
你把你的
between these two experiences？
当你闭眼睛的时候，你的感觉是什么
？Tell us how you feel。
没有方向。
主要是没有方向。
Can't see, no sense of direction.
好像每一步跨出去都比较担心会碰到什么，会害怕是吧？ 没有把握。
Every step was taken with anxiety.
那么还有一个就是很希望有人给我指路。
I also wish there help.
好像有几个错误的。
Accurate help.
这实在是一个很好的瞎眼啊，瞎子。那个真是。
Very nice blind man.
如果说请你现在开始都闭着眼睛，一直到明天太阳出来之前才准开开，你干不干？
If I ask you to close your eyes until tomorrow morning, just give me a bed and I'll lie there.
你会觉得怎么样？如果叫你这样子做的，
How would you feel?
很不舒服。
Very uncomfortable.
肯定就是什么事都不能做。
I feel I can't do anything.
如果说你这一辈子都变成这样子的话，
What if you become blind the rest of your life? What would you feel?
很痛苦肯定是，就是说，首先是像我们，就是从能看见到这个瞎了，那肯定是非常，因为这么多美好东西都见过，突然说是没有了，那肯定是。
It must be a very sad experience from seeing you to be blind.
好，谢谢他啊，谢谢。
Objectively, we all know that a blind person has many afflictions and inconveniences, very pain.
我刚才请我们的弟兄只做了两件很简单的事情。
I just asked our brother to do two things very simple.
写神爱世人，然后告诉大家我在哪里。
Just to write down God loves the world and tell everyone where I am.
对不起，我忘了问他第二次多少时间。
Second time, it took a minute and 20 seconds.
我们的弟兄算很棒很棒的弟兄。
It's very good indeed.
而且他第二次也写得很好。
And his writing the second time was pretty good too.
你要我的话，我就会把四个字写得你们认不出来。If
it were me, I would write something you can't read.
那在这里弟兄姊妹，他告诉我们，当他在走来的时候，他觉得他就是没有方向。
So he told us when he walked toward here, he had no sense of direction.
而且里面没有把握，会有点害怕。
And he had no assurance. It was fear.
他很希望有人能够在这里帮助他。
He wished someone would help him.
那另外弟兄姊妹还有另外一件重要的事情。
Another thing very important.
就是当我站在比刚刚离他更近，根本就在他旁边，但是他却不知道我在哪里。
The second time I was closer to him, but yet he did not know where I was.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们人对一个肉身的瞎眼，我们可以有这么多不同的感受。
So we have so much feeling for a blind person.
好，让我们整个人变得非常的不方便来过我们的生活。
It becomes very convenient for us to live a life.
而且它会让我们不能够像刚才姊妹讲的，不能够有很好的成就。
And we cannot achieve high achievements.
明明一件同样的事情，但是我们花的代价跟功夫却是要更多的。
It takes much more effort to accomplish one thing.
不仅仅在时间上，在我们的情感，在我们的心力上，我们都要花加倍的事情。
In time, energy, and our emotion, it all takes more.
而我们这个人会暴露在很多的危险跟未知的里面，对不对？因为你看不到。
And we're exposed to unknowns and dangers.
以前我有一个同事，他下班的时候他肚子饿。
I had a coworker, after work he was hungry.
他说他就停在一家店里面，就买了一包葡萄干。
So he stopped by a store and bought a box of raisin.
然后就一面开车就一面吃，开车回家吃。
So he just ate while he was driving.
因为是冬天，所以天黑得很早。
It was winter, so sunset very early.
所以他就一面开车，他就一面吃那包的葡萄干。
So he was eating his raisin while driving.
到家里面的时候，他还没有吃完，所以他就看见一下那个。
By the time he got home, he hadn't finished the box, so he looked at the raisin.
当他一看到的时候，他吓得不得了，里面好多小虫。
When he saw that, he was so frightened because there are many worms in the box.
他买了一包已经过期的葡萄干。
The box was already expired.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在黑暗中，我们不知道我们自己在做什么。
So in darkness, we do not know what we are doing exactly.
在黑暗中，我们暴露在危险跟伤害的时候，有的时候我们都还不知道，对不对？
We're exposed to hurt and danger, and we do not know.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到外面的瞎眼。
And this is a blind in the flesh.
那我们现在来看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
22节跟23节
Verses 22 and 23
这是我们今天要背诵的经文
And this is one of the Bible recitations
我们请一起来读
Let's read together
眼睛就是身上的灯 你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗呢？那黑暗是何等大呢？啊，弟兄姊妹，放一个指头在这页啊，我们等一下还要再回来。我们请再读一节圣经。
Let's keep this page.
我们请翻到以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
17节到19节
Verses 17 through 19
我们请一起来读
Let's read together
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给你们使你们真知道他并照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大啊，弟兄姊妹请大家特别注意保罗在这里有一个祷告
Let's pay a special attention to Paul's prayer here
啊，求神把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给他
He's asking the Father to give the saints spirit of wisdom and revelation
使他们真知道神
so that they may know him better
弟兄姊妹这说到一个心灵的看见跟开启
So this is a revelation in theIn the mind.
啊，底下特别说到要照明你们心中的眼睛。
So that it will enlighten the eyes of your heart.
好，所以这个 Joseph， 你有几个配偶的眼睛
？Joseph， how many pairs of eyes do you have？
One. 我刚刚才读完了。我们有外面的眼睛，对不对？还有没有
？We have a pair of eyes in the flesh.
这边说到照明你们。心中的眼睛啊
and enlighten the eyes of your heart
所以我们现在回到马太福音第六章
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 6
弟兄姊妹神在这里不仅仅给我们外面一个物质的眼睛让我们可以看见这个世界
So not only God gave us a pair of eyes in the flesh so that we can see the world
神不仅仅给我们一个外面的眼睛让我们可以在这地上过我们该过的生活
Not only that we have eyes in the flesh so that we can live a life in this world
啊，当我们重生得救的那一天
When we are saved and born again
神把我们心里面的眼睛给我们打开来
Open our eyes in the heart.
啊，弟兄姊妹，记不记得在路加福音第四章，主说主的灵在我的身上。
Remember in Luke chapter 4, it says the Spirit of God is upon me.
他用膏膏我。
He anointed me.
啊，叫我传福音给贫穷的人听。
To proclaim gospel to the poor.
啊，叫被掳的得到释放。
To release the captive.
啊，叫瞎眼的得以看见。
And The blind will receive eyesight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣并不是只是为了人肉身的瞎眼叫他看见而已。
So Jesus not only restores sight of the blind in the flesh.
因为如果是这个样子的话，全人类的历史只有在1900多年前的瞎子才能够被他看见。
If that is so, then only the blind in the flesh can only restore sight1900 years ago.
我们的主耶稣他最重要的一个职事之一就是他开人的眼睛。
One of the most important ministry of Jesus Christ is that he opened people's eyes.
开我们心灵里面的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
而历史历代以来神所兴起的仆人也是很重要的一件事情就是开人的眼睛。
One of the most important ministry of all saints throughout ages is to open eyes.
我们知道当保罗被神兴起来的时候他说神叫他能够使外邦人的眼睛得开。
Paul was raised to open the eyes of Gentiles.
叫他们从黑暗中归向光明
so that they can return from darkness to light.
能够从撒旦的权下归向神
From the power of Satan to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们要知道我们里面有一个心里面的眼睛
So we should know that we have eyes in our heart.
外面的眼睛黑掉的时候给我们带来了这么多的不方便和痛苦
So much inconvenience are if we lose the eyesight of flesh will bring us.
外面的眼睛瞎掉的时候有这么多我们该享受的我们却不能够享受
When we are blind we cannot enjoy so many things that we should
啊，当我们眼睛瞎掉外面的眼睛瞎掉的时候我们原本可以有更好的成就但是我们却没有办法受的限制
When we lose our eyesight then our achievement will be limited
弟兄姊妹但是主耶稣在这里提醒我们有一个更重要的眼睛我们需要注意
But Jesus reminds us here that we have another more important pair of eyes that we have to pay attention
所以我们一起再读一次22节23节
Let's read verses 22 and 23 again
眼睛就是身上的灯你的眼睛若嘹亮全身就光明你的眼睛若昏花 全身就黑暗，你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？我们可不可以试着背背看啊？那不行的就看没关系，试试看啊。
Let's try to memorize it.
眼睛就是身上的光，你的眼睛若明亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等的大呢？啊，弟兄姊妹，我真的跟你们说啊，好几个年长的弟兄姊妹连看都没看。
I truly tell you, many elderly brothers and sisters, they didn't even look at the Bible.
所以我们年轻的弟兄们要加油啊。
So the young ones should work harder.
啊，所以我们现在请50岁以下的背一次。
Anyone under 50 years old, please try again.
然后不准看。
Don't look at your Bible.
开始。眼睛就是身上的光，你的眼睛若明亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等的大呢？感谢主，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里告诉我们。
Jesus is telling us here.
有一双更重要的眼睛。
There's another more important pair of eyes. 它
会决定我们这一个人一生的价值。
They determine the value of our life.
它会决定我们在主的面前，在主的救恩中享受的程度。
It will determine the degree of our enjoyment in the Lord.
它会决定我们在主的托付中，我们完成神使命、神旨意的程度是什么。
And it will determine how much we can accomplish the commission that the Lord gives us.
外面的眼睛瞎了，怎样影响我们这个人？
When we lose eyesight in our flesh, it affects our life.
里面的眼睛若瞎了，它的影响是更严重的。
But if we lose the eyesight of our spiritual eyes, then the result is even more serious.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天人掉在黑暗里面的时候
，when people fall into darkness today,
他活在各种可怜的情形里面
，then the person is living in a pitiful condition.
而这样子的不方便跟不能享受。
So inconvenient and not able to enjoy.
啊，这样子的不能够去做他们所要做的事。
Not able to do the things they want to do.
到最后就让这个人掉到一个更深的痛苦或是贫穷的里面。
So the person will fall into a deeper poverty and pain.
所以马可福音第十章这里告诉我们，这个瞎子他们在城外成为讨饭的。
So Mark chapter 4 says this blind person become a beggar.
他们不能够有正常的生活。
He cannot have a normal life.
他们不能够有正常的成就。
He cannot have achievement.
他们成为讨饭的，就是要接受别人给他的施舍。
They become a beggar, just beg for people's mercy.
用我们今天的话来说，就是我们变成一个不能给，但是只会要去得的人。
In other words, they can only become a receiver but not giver.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是这个世代的现象。
And this is the situation of this world.
这世界上的人，他们的享受、拥有一切，比从前的人不知道多了多少。
People in this world have more possessions than ever before.
但是每一个人心里面的那个渴却是更深的。
But yet the thirst in their hearts are deeper.
那个要想要得的那个心却是更强的。
And the desire is even stronger.
所以从某一个角度来说，今天这个世代的人就像乞丐一样。
So in one respect, people today are all like beggars.
他们什么东西都要抓，都想要得着。
They want to grab everything they could.
啊，弟兄姊妹，就是讲到人里面贫穷可怜的情形。
And this is the condition of poverty and pitiful.
其实神给我们的恩典何等的丰富啊。
But actually, the grace of God is so rich.
所以保罗为我们心中的眼睛得开而祷告。
So Paul prayed that our eyes in the heart would be opened.
啊，眼睛开了以后，底下三件伟大的祝福。就是我今天没有空去讲那三件事情。
After our eyes are enlightened, there will be three blessings, but I have no time to talk about it today.
啊，当我们活在贫穷里面的时候
，When we live in poverty,
我们整个的人生就掉到一种非常非常可怜的情形。
And our whole lives would be very pitiful.
我们对什么事情都不满意。
We will not be satisfied with anything.
我们就向别人，就是一直想要从别人身上得到一些东西。
And we just want to receive from others.
啊，有一个孩，就是有一个父亲。
It was a father.
那么他在他的人生里面有一段的时间非常的潦倒。
And he was he got very low in a certain period of his life.
啊，他的收入非常非常的低，勉强维持这个家庭。
His salary was so low that he barely supported his family.
那么他的心情常常不好。
And he was often depressed.
那有一天当他回家的时候。
One day when he got home.
那看见这个他的那个3岁的女儿。
He saw his 3-year-old daughter.
把她家里面的一张包装纸，那个包礼物的包装纸。
And she brought a piece of wrapping paper.
那么乱七八糟的包了一个盒子的东西。
And she wrapped something with all creased wrapping paper.
那这个爸爸就很生气，因为家里面很穷的，包装纸都要好好节省的啊，怎么小孩子这样子随便就包了一个盒子的东西。
So the father got very angry because he thought she wasted money on using the wrapping paper.
所以他马上就骂了他一顿。
So he scolded her.
就第二天正好是 Christmas.
But the second day was Christmas.
那么圣诞节的那天，他的女儿把这个盒子拿来送给他爸爸。
And then on Christmas, the daughter gave the box to the father.
所以这个爸爸才晓得说这个女儿不是随便去玩乱包装，原来是要送她东西。
Then he realized that his daughter was not just playing with wrapping paper. She was wrapping a gift for him.
所以这个爸爸就有点不好意思，就跟女儿说：“哎呀，这个对不起啊，这个昨天对你那么凶。”
So the father felt sorry and apologized.
所以这个爸爸就很高兴的就把这个盒子打开了。
So he happily opened the box.
当他打开了这个盒子的时候
，When he opened the box.
你们猜里面是什么
？Just what that was.
啊？什么炸弹？我操！
No, it was not a bomb.
里面什么东西？猜不到哈。
Kid.
长虫的。Nothing.
There was nothing.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那个爸爸一打开盒子的时候，脾气就一下子上来了。
So he got very upset.
他把这盒子一丢，他说：“你怎么这么不懂事？”
He threw away the box and says, "How come you don't know anything?"
你怎么会开这种玩笑
？How can you make such joke on me?
哪里有送礼物是送空的东西
？How can you give me an empty box?
弟兄姊妹，那个女儿被他一骂，眼泪就下来，就哭起来了。
The tears soon ran down from the girl's eyes.
那三岁的小女儿就哭着告诉她的爸爸。
Cryingly, she told her father.
她说：“爸爸，这个盒子不是空的。”
Daddy, the box is not empty.
啊，我昨天用我的 kiss， 她说我把整个盒子里外都亲满了这个。
The box.
她 kiss 这个 box 就是。
I kissed the box inside and out.
而整个盒子里面装的都是我的爱，我要给你的。
The box is full of love I have for you.
那个爸爸一听的时候，眼泪就下来了。
He wept when he heard this.
他马上把他的女儿抱起来。
So he held his daughter.
他说对不起，因为他最近他真的是在很多的压力底下，所以脾气很坏。
Said sorry, I've been under a lot of stress.
而这个父亲后来说，在他人生后来很多不顺利的时候。
So the father says, later on in many low periods.
他永远就把这个空盒子拿来好好抱一抱。
He always bring up this empty box.
他从里面拿出几个女儿给他的。
He would enjoy several kisses the daughter has for him.
弟兄姊妹，同样的一个盒子。
The same box.
同样是空的盒子。
The same empty box.
看见跟没有看见，给他带来这么大的不同的感受。
It makes a big difference, with or without revelation.
虽然眼睛神造眼睛是让我们可以看见他受造之物。
God created our eyes so that we can see the created world.
但是这是我们外面的眼睛。
But that is the outward eyes.
神在我们里面放了一个眼睛。
God also put another pair of eyes.
这个眼睛是让我们能够看见一些肉眼所看不到的东西。
And that pair of eyes can enable us to see something our fleshly eyes cannot see.
而不会让我们成为一个贫穷讨饭的人。
So that we will not be a poor beggar.
当我们的心灵的眼睛真被开的时候。
When our spiritual eyes really open.
弟兄姊妹，在那看不见的境界里面，我们知道神给我们的恩典何等的丰富。
In this invisible realm, we will see how rich is God's grace for us.
神的爱在我们每一个遭遇的里面。
God's love is in every one of our difficulties.
神的爱显在我们每一次的聚会里面。
God's love is with us in every meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要主耶稣开我们的眼睛。
We need our Lord Jesus to open our eyes.
不然我们这个人就落在一种贫穷的里面。
Otherwise, we'll be in poverty.
圣经上给我们这么多宝贵的救恩。
The Bible tells us so much about the salvation.
许多的时候，我们以为我们知道了，我们懂。
A lot of times we think we know and we understand.
我们可能带查经，我们可能甚至讲道了。
We might be leading the Bible study or even preaching.
但是弟兄姊妹，保罗都说求神照明我们心中的眼睛。
But Paul says, "May God enlighten the eyes of our heart."
因为许多按照我们所该知道的，我们还是不知道。
A lot of things we may think we know, but we do not.
我想我讲一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
在中国大概五六十年以前，从挪威来的一个宣教士。
50 years ago in China, there was a missionary from Norway.
他叫 Marie Manson.
His name is Marie Manson.
好，我们就叫他 Sister Manson 好了啊。
We just call her Sister Manson.
这个 Manson 姊妹，她来到中国。
Sister Manson came to China.
她本身并没有一个很好的口才。
She was not very eloquent.
但是她却是一个敬虔的人。
But yet she was a godly person.
当她每一次站到神的这个讲台上传递神话语的时候。
Every time when she stood up on the podium.
那她的话语就像两刃的利剑一样，就穿到人的里面去。
And her words were like a sword with two edges.
那史弟兄最近写了一本他的传记，不久就会出来。
Brother Z recently wrote a biography of her, and it will be published soon.
他在每一次聚会的玩的时候，他最喜欢、最常问弟兄姊妹的一个问题。
At the end of meetings, she often asks brothers and sisters one question.
甚至不光是在聚会，连私下谈话完的时候，他差不多都会问这个问题。
Or even at the end of private